Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Now it's time to take a sports break, a look at sports history on a daily basis. Hello, my friends of sports history. This is Darren Hayes of the Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your place for all things great in sports history. And welcome to your sports break for November 9th. But before we get into the uniforms of the greatest athletes and the great events that they performed on November 9th, and some of the great news too, let's talk about how you can enjoy some sports history each and every day from the Pigpen. We have a newsletter each day, 6:30 a.m. it comes out into your email inbox for those that subscribe. Doesn't cost you anything. Your information is shared with no one, and you get a private email from us at the Pigpen, pigskindispatch.com, jerseydispatch.com, right into your email inbox. All you have to do, two simple questions, your email, your name, and it's real easy. The show notes of this very podcast have a link that'll take you for that email subscription. Also, you can go to the top of jerseydispatch.com or pigskindispatch.com to subscribe as well. It's the same place. We'll share all of our podcasts, all of our posts, a lot of what's going on in sportshistorynetwork.com and Orville Mulligan. So we have some great stuff there for you that I think you'll really enjoy by subscribing. Now, those uniform numbers that we'll talk about for this November 9th, well, there's not a whole lot of uniform numbers, but we've got some real quality stories to talk about. Numbers 4, 24, 28, and 19 are the uniforms. And the history, well, that's going to come up here in just a moment. November 9th, 1950, the Chicago White Sox ended up releasing the player who wore number 4 for them, Luke Appling. Now, he had been with the White Sox all the way since 1930, so 20 years, two decades, he has been a White Sox, and they had to let him go. All good things must come to an end, I guess. November 9th, 1965, center fielder Willie Mays, who wore that number 24 of the San Francisco Giants, well, he was named as the National League Most Valuable Player on this day in 1965. November 9th, 1976, the Oakland Athletics, well, they had to release a player as well, number 28, Billy Williams, and that ended his Hall of Fame baseball career in the Major League Baseball. Well, Williams was just a spectacular player. We've got some of his stats by the links on jerseydispatch.com for this November 9th podcast. November 9th, 1982, the Milwaukee Brewers, Robin Yount, number 19. Well, he won the American League Most Valuable Player, and it was a unanimous decision. He had a great season in 82. November 9th, 1991, Houston's Roman Anderson. Well, he's the first NCAA kicker in football to kick for 400 points in a career for college. Pretty good numbers there. November 9th, 2021. And this one is something that's going to really make you feel really good about this story. Also, maybe it'll be motivational and tell you, hey, you know what? There's still hope for us. 105 years young, a lady named Julia Hawkins in 2021. She set a record as the first woman and first American her age to run a 100-meter race. It was at the Louisiana Senior Olympic Games where Ms. Hawkins got up and actually ran 100 meters. So I don't know that me, a lot less an age than that, would want to be motivated to run 100 meters, but now I am. And thanks to Ms. Julia Hawkins for that inspiration and telling us that you're never too old to accomplish something that you want to do. So, you know, that is our sports history for today. Hope you enjoyed this little bit of these little nuggets of history with the uniform numbers and some inspirational things like Miss Julia Hawkins and her run at 105 years old. Also, if you want to enjoy more sports history, you got to go to sportshistorynetwork.com. There is over 30 different podcasters just bringing up some of the greatest events in sports history. I'm talking, you know, all eras. They'll take you back into, you know, Roman gladiators if you want to, with Oz Davis and Truly the Goats. It'll take you, you know, across the oceans to some great sports that maybe you're not super aware of. And a lot of them are right here in the States or in North America, from ice hockey to basketball to football and baseball. We have it all. SportsHistoryNetwork.com, and we're adding more to it each and every day. There's some award-winning podcasts on there, and I think you'll really enjoy it because there's thousands of hours of entertainment along with some great historical value, and it's, you know, very family-friendly as well. So till tomorrow, everybody, have a great Sports History Day. We're dribbling around and see the shot clock's almost out, so we got to put up our shot and come back tomorrow for some more great sports history. We invite you to check out our websites, jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com. Not only see the daily sports history, but to experience the preservation of great events and people that play the games. Find us on Pigskin Dispatch. It's also on social media outlets of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all your daily sports history. Pigskin Dispatch is happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at sportshistorynetwork.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the Official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the Official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.